my take at thetakeaway.org. Speaking of good deals, Jeff Beresford Howe, Takeaway Tailgater, joins us from L.A. Jeff, you've got a deal to share, eh?
I'm going to go see the Los Angeles Kings tonight of the NHL in the 8th row for $11.50.
$11.50 to sit on the blue line and watch the Kings?
That's right. The people sitting next to me will have paid $140 for their seats.
Who do you know, Jeff?
I know the number for Ticketmaster. In December, Los Angeles Kings put all their January tickets on sale for $11.50. They got 15,000 responses and have been playing the whole month of January in front of packed houses.
So is this something that the Kings have stumbled onto? Hey, lower our prices, get more people. Or is this a real big economic trend?
Well, the Kings stumble a lot, but yeah, this is out in California in particular, this is a huge economic trend. A lot of the teams out here are doing that. The Los Angeles Clippers, the Golden State Warriors, the Sacramento Kings, a lot of teams are deeply discounting tickets right now.
You know, the inflation of tickets in sports has been an interesting kind of cultural story from my perspective, and I wonder if you could help me out with this because you follow it much more closely than I do. It seemed to me that in the Michael Jordan era, you know, 3,000 years ago, the NBA was the hottest sports ticket. The NFL has always had high ticket prices because there's a supply issue. There's only, you know, 16 games per season. But I'm wondering if the sports have over time separated and that there's a high-priced sport, medium-priced sport, and a low-priced sport, and if that's really shifting now.
Well, the NHL and the NBA have always unaccountably had extremely high ticket prices. They are the first sports that are really seeing the effects of the economic slowdown, I think. I mean, we'll see it over the summer in baseball. Baseball does usually have the most low-priced tickets because they play so many games. But you're really seeing the effects in basketball and hockey right now. The Golden State Warriors just announced a two-for-one deal. Buy two tickets, or buy one ticket, get another one free. And one of the games they're doing that is against the San Antonio Spurs, who are NBA royalty. It's an extraordinary thing.
So it doesn't really matter if LeBron James is coming. The ticket prices are coming down, no matter who's playing.
Unless, of course, you're in New York, where the entire city seems to be completely unaffected by this trend. You'd never know it was happening if you lived in New York.
Yeah, tell me about it. What do season ticket holders see from this kind of effect? I mean, they've already paid their prices.
Well, the Los Angeles Kings have apparently gotten quite a lot of pushback from their fans about people who are not happy about having paid more than 10 times what the guy next to him paid. And they're what they say they're doing is trying to make it up with season ticket, quote, enhancements, which is, I guess, mostly like locking the players in the room with the fans and saying, here, talk to each other. But teams are concerned that it might be a long-term problem, that by adopting a more airline-like pricing model, you're going to see more inequities that way and more upset long-term fans.
So you're a season ticket holder, right?
Yep.
And have you had, you know, the team call you and say, hey, Jeff, how you feeling? You know, can we help you out in any way?
I had a hassle over my tickets, which I've had for years. And I told one guy on the phone, look, I'm going to jump to the San Francisco Giants. I'm an Oakland A's ticket holder. And within a day, three different people in the organization have called me back or emailed me and said, hey, we're really sorry. We're going to make this right. Let's get it done. And, you know, my total expenditure is $660 a year. I'm not a cash cow. It was an extraordinary response, and the A's are famous for not being good at customer service.
That's a pretty huge sort of sign of the times.
It is. And, you know, both the Clippers and the LA Kings have hired people to call fans who purchased tickets on Ticketmaster and asked them the week of the game, you know, hey, is everything going good? Are you ready for the game? Is there anything else we can do to help? I mean,
Are they from India, the people they call?
No, they are not, actually.
That's interesting. There's a movie possibility. All right, well, before we go, Super Bowl tickets aren't going to suddenly be, you know, two-tier priced between now and the weekend.
No, probably not, huh?
Probably not. But is the NFL likely to, you know, feel some of this? Because they are the real sort of peak of the mountain here.
Well, I private jet travel to the Super Bowl is way down, if that means anything. Next year, it'll be interesting to see how the cash cow of the NFL, which is luxury boxes, sell around the league, and I think it's way too early to tell for that.
And how many touchdowns are the Cardinals going to win by, Jeff?
7 points. Cardinals are going to win because they are the most 80s 49ers-like team out there.
You really are picking the Cardinals?
Damn right.
Man! Watch your language, Jeff Beresford Howe. You're talking like a tailgater out there. Jeff Beresford Howe is our sports guy from Los Angeles, California. Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.